want to briefly recap, clarify, and expand upon the topic that we started discussing a couple of days ago, and that is the question of having a chuppah in the Beis Knesses. So quick recap plus clarification. We mentioned that the Ramah in Hilchos Avelos indicates that the minog was that they would have a chuppah in the Beis Knesses, and he allows an avel after Shiva to go into the Beis Knesses to hear the Sheva Brachas recited under the chuppah. At the same time, the Ramah in Eben HaEzer and Simen Samach Aleph writes that the minog is to have the chuppah under the sky as a simen tov that koya zaracha kekochvi hashemayim, you should be blessed with children as numerous as the stars of the heaven. So seemingly two different minhagim, Yerodea Simen Shin Sari Aleph and Eben Ezer Simen Samach Aleph. So the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuvas Eben Ezer Simen Sari Ches explains that in Germany, and he traces this minhag back to the Maharil and Maharam Mintz, the German minhag, he says, was to have two chuppas, one outside when they would simply escort the chassan and have him stand with the kala under some sort of canopy under the kochvei hashemayim, and it is there they would perform all of these symbolic kinds of performances, throwing wheat upon the chassan and kala, holding torches in their hands, and then they would proceed from the outside into the shul where they would then have a second chuppah. And this chuppah was what we would think of as the chuppah, where they would have the Sheva Brachos recited, the Brachos said under that chuppah in the Beis Knesses. So in Germany, says the Chasam Sofer, they always had two different chuppahs. And he explains this svaras as follows. He says both were meant to be a simen tov. The one outside, we know, was to symbolize the many, many stars as representing the Koyi HaZaracha. And the one inside was because when you say the Sheva Brachos and the Brachos at the Chasna, it's appropriate to say it in a makam kadosh, a makam trila, on the bima, where you daven every day, dvarim shebekdusha. So in order to have both positive symbols and simanim tovim, they had in Germany these two different minhag chuppas each time they had a chasna. But the Chasam Sofer adds that even in Germany, the minhag was, this is only true for a woman who was never before married. But an almana who is remarrying, says the Chasam Sofer, even in Germany, they only had one chuppah. And that chuppah, he says, was the chuppah that was done outside under the skies. And perhaps because that is the Iker Minog of the two, that is the Iker Minog, as Rama writes in Eben Ezer. And so that reason, says the Chasam Sofer, that in Poland and Russia, the Minog was to have just one chuppah, as it always was. And that one chuppah was done, Tachas HaShemayim, that's the Iker Minog, having the chuppah outdoors under the stars. Then the Chasam Sofer adds, he says, that even in Germany now, they stopped having the second chuppah in the Beis Knesses. They have only one chuppah outside, but where do they have that one chuppah? In the chatzar of the Beis Knesses. And he suggests, because perhaps nowadays in Germany, he says, they have people davening outside in the courtyard of the shul. They don't have a lobby, and the spillover goes to the chatzar of the Beis Knesses. So perhaps that really accomplishes both objectives. It's under the sky, and it's also in a place where they daven. So that's the minhag, says the Chasam Sofer, that evolved in Germany. And then he concludes with a cryptic remark. Those who don't want the brachos and want to model themselves after the Umas HaOlam, so be it. They have their weddings in the Beis Knesses, like the Umas HaOlam have their weddings in their churches. And those who want the brachos of our Avos, so they continue to have their chuppah under the Kippas HaShemayim, and they should be blessed with Koya Zaracha, etc. So that's the Chasam Sofer's conclusion, which clearly seems to indicate that he's not so in favor of having the chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses. Nonetheless, we mentioned Rav Moshe in his Egros Moshe in Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadi Gimel, writes that there is no issa to have a chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses, not even a midas chasidus not to have the chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Chasam Sofer is concerned only about the time when the reform were making inroads and changing minhagim, and people looked to emulate the Christians and take on the reform minhagim. That's when Chasam Sofer was concerned about chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses. But nowadays, there's a motion when your intent is not to emulate the Reform or the Christians. You're just having the chuppah in the Beis Knesses. So Moshe says, it's not a takanas chachamim against it. It's not even a minog against it. It's fine. Having the chuppah outside, says Moshe, is a simen tov, a simen bracha. But not every simen bracha is one that you find is observed nowadays. And there's no need to object and to protest if someone is not adopting that minhag that is intended for siman tov and as a etzah tova ba'alma, as Reb Moshe calls it. We mentioned that Moshe in a later tshuva in Yeridei Chelek Beis does indicate there that having a chuppah in the Beis Knesset is not ruach hachamim nochehemenu. It's not ideal. He seems to somewhat change course a little bit from his earlier tshuva. The first tshuva was in the 1950s. The second tshuva was 1960s. And Reb Moshe, therefore, gives you two conflicting indications. It's not really usser, but, and that second tshuva he says, it's not ideal either. Not ideal either. And Reb Moshe writes, he holds there's no isser b'chukoseim, having the chuppah in the shul, if one were to do so. No isser b'chukoseim los aleichu. That's Reb Moshe's bottom line psak. He was focused there on a Rav who was asking Masada Kedushin, and Reb Moshe said, you're allowed to go. But then he concludes by saying, and even if your purpose in going is only because you're a friend, it's also okay. No Midas Chasidus against it, no Isser against it. Later Tshuva is discussing that Shaila of a drop-down Aron that would go under the ground to allow for a chuppah in the shul, where he says it's a bizayon to do that to the Sefer Torah, to the Aron. And on top of that, anyways, having a chuppah in shul is not Ruach Chacham Nochemenu. That's the context of the second tshuva. Of interest is a tshuva that the Rav HaRashi of Eretz Yisrael, of Yitzchak Isaac Levi Herzog, back in the 1940s, wrote to the Sfardi Rav HaRashi, Rav Uziel, about this very shaila. See, he authored this tshuva before Rav Moshe's tshuvas were authored. And Rav Herzog writes, he says, you should know that in Poland, Lithuania, and in Russia, the minhag was never to have a chuppah in shul. It's always to have it outside in the chatz of the Beis Knesses. He says, when I came to England, and later when I was a Rav in Belfast in Ireland, says there they all had their chuppahs in the Beis Knesses. And they said, I couldn't stop it. It was such an entrenched minhag in England and Ireland, I couldn't change it. But he writes to Rav Uziel, he says, here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have any such long-standing entrenched traditions here. He says, we shouldn't institute what he refers to as a minhag hara, to have the chuppah in the Beis Knesses. So Herzog was very against it. And he adds the following. He says, anyways, he says, what's going to happen at a chuppah? What happens at a chuppah is after the chuppah is over, so everyone hugs and kisses. So he says, that's not allowed in the Beis Knesses. Ramon Simon Sadiches in Hilchos Tevila writes that it's, quote Ramah, Ramah says there in Simon Sadiches, that it is, Aser la'adam lenashek banav haktanim bebeis haknesses. It is forbidden to kiss one's small children in a Beis Knesses. And this is quoted from the Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev, who quotes it from the Sefer Aguda. But if you look in the Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev, he doesn't specify ketanim. His lashon there is that it is as follows: V'lo yinashek adam lebanav bebeis haknesses. You shouldn't kiss your children in the Beis Knesses. Lav dafka, the younger children. Just don't kiss your children in the Beis Knesses. What's the reason? So the Binyamin Ze'ev says, and the Ramah quotes this as well. In the wording of the Binyamin Ze'ev, it's Lahodia, to indicate, She'ein ahava ke'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't express love to anyone else in the Beis Knesses. We're supposed to be focused on our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramah quotes it as well, K'dei l'kbo b'libo, She'ein ahava ke'avas HaMakom Baruch Hu. So says our Herzog, you're going to have a chuppah in the Beis Knesses, you're going to be encouraging without a doubt all of the hugging and kissing afterwards, which he clearly assumes is usser, not just b'shas ha'tfila, but even in the Beis Knesses, shelo b'shas ha'tfila. Now that one might have questioned, because the Ramah, interesting to note, does not quote this halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Siman Kufnun Aleph, where he discusses all the other Isurim of Beis HaKnesses. He discusses Isur Sicha Betela, Isur Kalas Rosh, Isur Achila, Isur Shasiya. That's in Kufnun Aleph, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. This halacha, though, he does not quote there. He quotes this halacha in Hilchos Tvila, Siman Sariches. So one might have thought from the Ramah, the fact that he quotes it in Hilchos Tvila, maybe he's assuming the Ramah that the Isur that the Binyamin Ze'ev refers to is Dafka B'Shas HaTzvila, which I can understand. That would be a svar to say, Shas HaTzvila, I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How at that point can I demonstrate Ava to anybody else? But Rav Herzog assumes, as do many others, that no, the Isra is not limited to Shas HaTzvila. The Isra is a din in Kedusha's basic analysis. It's an Isra of, you're in a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mikdash Ma'at. You don't demonstrate Ahava to anybody else when one is in the Mikdash Ma'at of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is Rav Herzog's assumption, that that's another reason why he throws in that having a chuppah in the Beis Knesses is going to lead to inappropriate interaction. Just as an aside on that topic, Rav Zilberstein writes in his Sefer Leinu L'Shabeach that for this reason, even a father who is greeting his son who just had his bar mitzvah aliyah, so you're so inclined to give him a hug and a kiss, he says, not so fast. It might be a very exciting moment, but to give your bar mitzvah bachur a hug and a kiss in the Beis Knesset after his aliyah, not appropriate according to Ramah. One should not do so. Mitzad Sheni, Rav Avadja in Zichav Adas and Chelek Dalet has a tshuva, I guess speaking about the Sephardic tradition that you often find, they kiss the hand of a Talmud Chacham, or a child kisses the hand of a father. Rav Avadja says, although the Binyamin Zev and the Ramah and the Aguda say you shouldn't kiss someone in the Beis Knesset, that's referring to kissing as a demonstration of Ahava. But often when you're kissing a Rebbe's hand, it's more of a demonstration of respect, of reverence, and even a father to a son, at least in the Sephardic culture, he's saying it's more of a show of kavod, of mora of aim. And therefore he says that would be okay, despite this general concern with kissing and showing av in the Beis Knesset, but a kiss of reverence is okay. Just one or two last makaras in this regard. Rav Avadja in a tshuva in Yabi Omer in Chelek Gimel writes the following. He says that Sephardim don't have this minhag of a chupa tachas kochvei hashemayim. That's a Ramah in Siman Samach Aleph. The Sephardim, he writes, don't have that minhag. So he says for Sephardim to have the chupa indoors, no problem at all. I the Beis Knesset, is that allowed? Is that not allowed? So Rav Avadja says the following. He says, if the women are going to dress betznius, that's one issue you have to be concerned about. And secondly, he says, there shouldn't be any tarovis, some inappropriate interactions between men and the women. He says, if those two concerns are taken into account and into consideration, he says, there's no concern having a chuppah, he writes, in the Beis Knesset. He says, I b'chukasem. He says, we're not doing this to emet the goyim. We're doing it for other reasons. We're meskaven the tov, he says. So he paskins, halacha l'maisa, no issue having a chuppah in the Beis Knesset. So to sum it up, you have Rav Avadja, who is perfectly okay with the chuppah in the Beis Knesset, as long as the women are dressed betznius and there's no inappropriate interaction between men and women. You have Rav Moshe, who clearly says that there's no isser, it's only a simen tov and a bracha ba'alma. He says, not even a midas chasidus against it, although in one shuva he does seem to indicate a ein ruach hachamim nocha hemenu approach. Then you have the Chasam Sofer, and as a result, the many Hungarian chasidisha poskim who very, very makbid about not having the chup in the Beis Knesset due to concerns of either b'chukoseim or concerns of following in the minhagim of the mischadshim, and they are very opposed to having the chuppah in the Beis Knesset.